I am amazed by the people in my community who do not seek to be justified before the law. Sometimes it's very minor incidents that can end up being terrific problems for them. They have a speeding ticket, should just go up and pay the ticket, or you have a court date and go in and talk to the judge and tell the judge why you think you're not guilty. And if he says guilty, you make arrangements to pay the fine. But it is amazing the number of people who do not seek to be justified when there is an offense, and they just think they can forget the whole thing. Well, the court date comes and a warrant comes out for their arrest. Before long, they get stopped for a taillight out. The nice officer comes up to them with a pair of handcuffs, and off they go to jail over a speeding ticket and the fact that they are not justified. And sometimes they just keep refusing to make it right, and it gets to be a ridiculous thing because they are not justified before the law. Well, what will justify them before the law? There's been an offense. There's been a speeding ticket. Well, we're justified before the law by paying the ticket, and then we're right with the law. Or the judge says not guilty, and we are justified before the law. But we stand condemned if we are not justified. It's the same way in this life. We are all born sinners. We are in need of justification. There is an indictment against us for our sins against God, and the indictment is death, and the punishment is hell. And we are in need of being justified before the righteous judge of the universe and his law. The problem is that we have no way of paying our fine. We have no defense to take before the judge of the universe. We're guilty as charged. And we have not the ability to pay the fine. But Jesus, with his very own blood, paid for that death penalty that we have incurred by our sin. And so it can be said by repentance and confession of sins and confession of Christ as our Lord and receiving the Spirit of Christ that we are justified before God because Jesus paid the fine, so to speak. He paid our debt. He satisfied the law and the charges against us so that we may have life. Here's what Paul said in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commends his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Aren't you happy for that? Those of you who are used to saying something in church like amen or hallelujah could say something like that right now. I think I will. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so happy that I have been justified before God and Jesus paid the price for me and I have eternal life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but now I'm white as snow. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for his faithfulness. Thank you for his sacrifice, so that I may be justified before you. In Jesus' name, amen.